Proclamation number 6641 of 10th of September, 1956. The being of God. You humans will never be able to completely fathom my being, for your own imperfection will prevent you from doing so for the first time, but I will also be and remain unfathomable for every being created by me, because I am the eternal primordial center whose emanation you as well as all created beings are. Creations of infinite inness which are unable to grasp the elemental power from which they originated. And thus I can only ever give you pictorial explanations as long as you stay on Earth, yet these explanations will always correspond to the truth, even though they are such that they can only be regarded as a weak comparison of what you want to know about my being. As long as you personify me myself, that is, as long as you imagine something limited as God, it is difficult to give you a correct explanation. As soon as you imagine me as strength alone, you are likewise still thinking erroneously. But if you are able to imagine something being like, which fills the whole of infinity, or if you are able to imagine the whole of infinity as a living, I-conscious, thinking and exceedingly powerful being, then you are already getting closer to the truth, for I am the all-filling spirit, who knows no limitation, who is everywhere and who is nevertheless also present in the smallest, most inconspicuous work of creation, who is strength and light in himself, who is love, wisdom and power in highest perfection. No one can imagine this spiritual being because every created being is just a tiny spark of that divine strength which is precisely unable to grasp its creator. Yet the bliss of my living creations consists of being in contact with me, their creator. To live and work in the awareness of belonging to me, to know themselves loved by me and to constantly receive my strength of love. This blessedness is increased by the fact that I, the hitherto incomprehensible and unfathomable being, that are likewise assumed a form for the formed being, that they can now communicate with me as with something similar, because the strength of love flowing through the being triggers such a desire in them to be united with me in intimate communion. As an all-filling spirit I cannot be visible to my living creations, but I was able to shelter myself in a form equal to their own. I was able to occupy a form in such abundance as it was able to contain while it was still earthly matter, in order to then radiate through the spiritualized form without limitation, so that I was and remained visible to my living creations who were able to bear the sight of me. And every being can also experience this irradiation with divine strength of love and increase it to an ever higher degree, which therefore means the purification of the created being, which I set as the aim for every being when I called it into life. The human being Jesus was therefore the first being to achieve this deification on earth and at the same time fulfill a mission which had become necessary due to the apostasy of the originally created spirits from me, who, however, could only fulfill this mission if the divine strength of love was used. When love filled the human body to the highest degree, thus I myself, who am the strength of love from eternity, had to be in the human being Jesus. Love had to embody itself in a human form so that the mission could now be carried out, to redeem the guilt of sin of the former turning away from me. Roman 1, the eternal deity, therefore took abode in the human being Jesus, but precisely in such a way that my essential strength, love, wisdom and omnipotence, poured into that human being, who is to serve me as a form and who is also never to lose this form, because I wanted to become a visible deity for you in it, who has now become imaginable to you in such a form. Nevertheless, I am and remain unfathomable in my beingness for all beings, because this also belongs to bliss, to always and forever strive for something seemingly unattainable and yet to know oneself loved by this elemental, supreme and most perfect being. And I have proven this immense love to you humans through my death on the cross, which the man Jesus indeed suffered but was only able to suffer because of my love. Because I myself was in him and thus love accomplished the act of salvation which now made the highest beatitudes accessible to the created being, which it would never have been able to achieve without this act of mercy. Amen.